to Passionate and Practical, the art of dreaming, doing, and serving. I'm your host, Lexi Bozarth, and I am here to talk about thriving this holiday season. I know that lots of times the holidays can bring up these, you know, ill feelings or anxiety of, am I going to get it all done in the amount of time that I have to get it done? So I just want to give you all some practical tips because this show is called Passionate and Practical. So I want to give you all some practical tips on how to thrive this holiday season. I think that a lot of us go into survival mode. We are just trying to make it through. And for me, I'm 12 weeks pregnant right now. So the past month, to be completely honest with you, I've pretty much been sitting on the couch watching holiday movies and hoping that my son doesn't get into a bunch of mess because I've been feeling pretty crummy. So getting on top of getting all of the gifts ready and traveling and all that kind of stuff, it's been a little bit harder than typical just because I am pregnant and I'm a mama and I also don't like the cold. So it's really, really given me a lack of motivation to get out and about. So I'm not saying this from a place of perfection because that's not me. And I hope you all know that by now by listening to the show. But I do want to encourage you all to take charge and take control of your own emotions during this holiday season. So just a few quick tips, and then hopefully this will give you some encouragement to go and take on the rest of December. So we've only got a few weeks till Christmas, so some of this stuff may already be past. But if you haven't already, set a budget for yourself when it comes to gifts. Have some things in your mind as far as gifts that you want to get for people, and set a budget for family members, set a budget for siblings, set a budget for friends, and you don't have to buy every friend something. I know that that's hard, but sometimes it's just good to have some generic gifts also ready to go. So if you're invited to a Christmas party, then have some candles ready to go, have some, you know, bath bombs ready to go, some host gifts, maybe a bottle of wine if you know your buddy likes wine, and have the wrapping ready to go so that you don't end up at Walgreens spending $6 for a bag and some tissue paper because you forgot to get something for your host. So that's just a really easy practical tip. Is I have this little box and it has random gifts in it. So anytime I have a random birthday party or a dinner or something that someone is hosting me, I don't want to come empty-handed. So I just grab it out of my box, put it in a bag, write a thank you card, and bam, it's done. So instead of spending way more money than you probably would because of convenience, then you're able to kind of budget for that kind of stuff. And then also, you can do a family gift exchange. That's a great way to say if you have a lot of siblings. My husband has 4 siblings, and they're pretty much all married, and they all have kids, or not all of them, but 2 of them have kids, and they make up a lot of kids. So we do a sibling gift exchange. So we all get 1 couple that we're paired with, and we just do a $25 gift. It's really simple, and it keeps us from having to buy really cheap gifts for each of our family members. And sorry I'm out of breath. I'm pregnant, so have grace for me. But the next one is have grace for yourself. Do not look at Pinterest and think that your Christmas tree has to look like that. Don't think that your platter, your appetizers, your Christmas dinner has to look like Pinterest, or your Christmas PJs have to look perfect and you have to take these perfect pictures. Like, just have grace for yourself and do what brings you joy. So for instance, if matching Christmas pajamas bring you anxiety, you think they're cheesy, don't do it. For me, I'm the opposite. Christmas jammies make me so excited. I just got ours, and Bear has a little onesie. I have one that says Mama Bear, and Dad has one that says Papa Bear, and it's just so cute, and it's so fun. But if that doesn't bring you joy and it doesn't give you life, don't do it. Also, your friends would rather see you than see you stressed. So what this means is that you it's the whole Mary and Martha thing, right? So Mary and Martha are entertaining Jesus, and Martha is, I'm pretty sure, the one that's running around like a chicken with her head cut off. I am so bad at Bible stories, so never listen to me when I'm trying to tell you the Word of God, unless I'm reading straight from the Bible. I'm sorry, but Martha is the one that is stressing. She's trying to get everything ready, and Mary just wants to sit with Jesus. And I think that it's a great lesson for us as women to just be with people and to just spend quality time with them, and just to not put expectations on ourselves to be perfect, but be with people. And don't compare yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy. So if you see your friend throwing a rad party, but you're just not feeling up for it this year, like, enjoy her party that you get to go to, but don't put that pressure on yourself. And also with gifts, when you get a really great gift from a friend, but you haven't gotten them something, or you haven't gotten them something as great as they got for you, it's okay. Sometimes our gifts are different. For me, it's hospitality and quality time, and gifts are not my strong suit. And I actually have a podcast about gift giving. So if you want to go to one of the first episodes, I think it's about hospitality and gift giving, with Ashley Curbelo, and she is my terrific friend that is really good at that kind of stuff. So if you need some gift ideas, go over to that podcast. But next is plan ahead. Make a list of what you want to get people throughout the year. So if you listen to your friends, they'll basically tell you what they want, what they need, or they'll pin something on Pinterest, or they'll show you a cute shirt on Etsy or a bracelet, and you can just tag it. You could buy it right then and there if you've got the budget for it, or if you see something similar on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, snag it then. And it's just a great way to kind of get that shopping out of the way. And I'll tell you, even though that's a great idea, it's totally not my style. So I'm more of a last minute shopper. So if that's how it works for you best, do whatever works for you. Basically, do whatever is least stressful for you. And then learn to say no and know your limits. So if the party that you got invited to is going to be with a bunch of acquaintances, or it's just not going to bring you life, don't go. Don't have something Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. Oh, and we have something Monday too. And it just becomes really hard to be present with your family when you're always running around trying to get to the next party. So last night we had an impromptu dinner party with our friends. I just called them literally an hour before dinner, and I was already going to be making some spaghetti squash with for my family. And I just called up a friend and I said, hey, do you want to come over for some dinner? We would love to have you. And it was so last minute, so impromptu, but it was such a fantastic night. So if you have some room in your calendar, then you can do those kind of things. But if you don't have room on your calendar, you might just be chasing the things on your calendar instead of really living in the moment. So try to be present. And then second to last is give experiences over gifts. Sometimes gifts are great. People love opening things, but also annual passes are a great gift. If you're a grandparent, I'm telling you right now that your grandbabies may want experiences over more toys, or at least their parents might want you to get experiences over toys. So an annual pass to a science center or the aquarium. We have friends that have been really good about this. Actually, a couple of my mom friends have been really good about asking their parents to get the kids either a zoo membership, an aquarium membership, or Rock City membership, and it's just an annual pass, so it's a gift that keeps giving and lots of memories that can be made versus just one toy or one thing that they'll probably get sick of in a month. So that's a great option for gifts. Also, for me this year with my siblings, I decided to do a sibling outing. So I was trying to decide, and if they're listening, this is going to ruin it, but they're probably not. So it was between Topgolf and a cooking class. And ultimately we went with Topgolf. It's just kind of like bowling, but for golfing. And I've never been, and I'm really excited. So you just pay for a lane, and it's up to 6 people, and it's like $50 an hour. So we bought a couple of hours, and we're just going to do that. And I think it's going to be really fun and a lot of memories. So Topgolf, bowling, aquarium, dinner certificate. One time for our friend's graduation, we got them a dinner certificate, and then we said, use this and join us for dinner. And so that was a really fun way to say that we'd love to join you while you use the certificate. And it was just a great night to celebrate them graduating from their master's program. And then also, if you can't have dinner with the people, if they're out of town, you can send them to dinner. I've done this for my in-laws where we've sent them to dinner, sent them on an experience. And then we had some question prompting. So what was one of your favorite memories early on when we were dating? What was, you know, something that really brought life to you? I don't know, questions. There was like a list of 10 questions that they were supposed to ask each other over dinner. So it was just a fun way to say, hey, this wasn't a second thought type of gift, that this was truly what we thought would be best for you guys, and give you an outing, just the two of you, to spend time with each other and ask each other questions and really see each other. So that's a really great way to say, here's a gift card, but you can also pair it with a gift card with flowers, or a gift card with a bottle of wine, or a gift card with something if you don't think that just getting a gift card is good enough, which it totally is. Or you can plan some kind of picnic. Some people that are balling on a budget do some kind of like coupon codes for their spouses or significant others. Like, this coupon is good for 1 hour massage, and then you actually give your spouse the massage, which is really sweet. So those are just some things. I actually heard a story on the radio a couple months ago that was about a $50 sweater that this girl always got for her dad every Christmas. And this year she had decided, instead of $50 sweater that he may or may not wear, may or may not like, she was going to get him a $20 gift certificate to their local coffee shop. And in the card, it says, "Dad, this is for us to spend together." And I just love that, because it's saying that I want to spend time with you. And for me, as a quality time, that is my love language. I just love the thought of someone saying, not only am I with you right now, but I want to be with you in the future. Speaks volumes. So, I'm getting towards the end and I'm losing my breath and my bum is falling asleep because I am sitting in my closet floor, real life, podcast life, you know it. So the last thing is, keep the main thing the main thing. So this season is about Jesus. He came to this earth as a babe born of a virgin, and he was the miracle that the world was waiting for. And there is this incredible picture where you can look it up on the internet. It's where Eve is, I think she's touching Mary's belly, and it's just this beautiful symbol of the whole story of the gospel, because Adam and Eve sinned and they fell short of the glory of God, like we all do. And then Mary got pregnant, conceived, the Immaculate Conception, conceived, and she is bearing the son that was going to save the whole world. And you could just see the wonder and the angst in Eve's eyes in that picture. And it's just so beautiful. So if you don't take anything from what I said on this podcast, please take this seriously. Jesus is so in love with you. He was born to save the world. He was born to bring joy and love and light and truth. And he's not here to condemn you. He loves you. He loves you unconditionally. And there is nothing, nothing that you can do to separate him from you and him from loving you. And the Bible says he puts our sin as far as the east is from the west. He pardons our sin. He makes us white as snow. And the Father looks at us as though we are Jesus, I mean, that is just so incredible. I cannot believe that my Heavenly Father, knowing all that He knows about me, sees me as perfect and blameless like His Son. It's an incredible story and an incredible reason to be gracious this season, gracious with yourself, gracious with your spouse and your kids, gracious with those family members that you don't necessarily want to see, gracious with the people that cut you off on the road, and gracious just with life itself. It can be honestly pretty stressful around the holidays because there's a lot of hustle and bustle, but don't let that get to you. Keep the main thing the main thing. And as always, you are infinitely valuable. You were created with a set of gifts, skills, and talents that you have and only you have. It's unique to you. So go and be Jesus's hands and feet to this broken world. Get it, girl. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day. If this message has encouraged you, then please click to subscribe and share with a friend who may be inspired by the message. Also, if you have an event coming up and you're looking for a speaker, click the link below to get in touch with me.